Jess in with you this morning, and for the first time for 2021, Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon joins me this morning from beautiful Cessnock. Joel, how are you doing?
Going all right, thanks, Jess. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Yes, Happy New Year. Now, 2021, certainly going to be an interesting one. We're still in pandemic mode. We're still not really happy families with China either.
Yeah, well, 2020 was horrible, wasn't it?
Mm.
And we all hoped that 2021 would be better, but we're not off to a very good start. The virus has re-emerged, this time with a new strain. We're still seeing lockdowns and border closures. And yes, China's decided, in retaliation to some pretty dumb things we've been doing, say no thank you to our coal, which is not a very good start for the Hunter Valley in 2021.
No, not at all. And who knows if our relationship with China is going to get any better this year. We've spoken about it before. Can it really get better?
Well, it won't get better, Jess, while we continue to kick sand in their face. This decision about ProBuild and the Chinese company's attempt to buy it or invest in it may be the right one, but I doubt it. You know, the government wants us to believe that if a Chinese company builds a or constructs a building which houses a police force, that's a threat to our national security. Or if it constructs a building which houses CSL laboratory, that's a threat to our national security. I doubt it. But what I've been saying is that, well, two things really. One, there should be parliamentary scrutiny over these decisions to make sure they are being made for the right reasons. And two, this looks like Morrison government retaliation against the Chinese, a war we started, and a war we can never win. So we need to treat the Chinese with respect. They are our biggest trading partner, and we can't have an investment process which is discriminatory. In other words, it treats some countries differently to others.
Mm, exactly. That should never be the case.
No.
Well, we are, of course, in the middle of summer. It finally feels like we're in the middle of summer this week, and energy security is always top of mind. We've got talk this morning. AGL have decided who they're going to be going with to build their battery project, which will include on the site here at Liddell Power Station in Muswellbrook. But earlier this week, you've been talking about small nuclear modules modular reactors, I should say. This isn't something that's commercialised yet, but fill us in about this one.
No, the SMRs aren't commercialised, but they are the next generation of nuclear plants. They are smaller, safer, cheaper, and can be built more quickly. Most importantly, they can be built in remote locations because they no longer need water for cooling purposes. The old big generators were always built on the coast to access plentiful water. These things can actually be buried under the ground in the desert. And what I've been saying is that we've had this prohibition on nuclear generation for 22 years.
Mm.
That prohibition in itself was a deal done in the Senate to buy Green and Democrat votes when John Howard was trying to get his GST passed through the Senate all that time ago. Now, look, it probably seemed pretty benign to John Howard at the time because no one was proposing to build a generator and no one was likely to propose one. But 22 years on, things have changed. Our coal-fired plants are ageing. No one seems to be interested in building a new one. That is, investors aren't interested. So we need more firming synchronous power from somewhere. Now, batteries will be important, so too will gas be. And we may never have a nuclear generator, but if someone proposes one, it should face the same test, environmental approval, science-based approval, community consultation process, etc., as any other relatively hazardous industry. It makes no sense to just rule out by law any particular technologies. All we are doing is closing off some of our options.
Mm. If we were to have something like these small modular reactors, how many of those would we need to make up for space that's going to be left on the grid when Liddell shuts, for instance?
Well, Liddell is 2,000 megawatt hours, although it never runs at that because she's so old.
Yeah.
And, of course, with one generator down, it's getting nowhere near there, and you're right, that could cause us problems over the summer because we haven't properly planned for these things, Jess. Now, an SMR might be, for example, 400 megawatt hours, which is typically the size of a gas peaking station. So how many do you need? Well, it depends on how quickly we lose coal generators out of the system. And what I've been saying for a long time, of course, is we shouldn't have any policies that cause those coal-fired generators to close any earlier than need be.
Mm. Nuclear power certainly isn't something that you've ever said you're really opposed to. And we've heard, I think, don't know if it was last year or the year before, One Nation wanted to see the ban that we have on digging it up in New South Wales lifted, of course. Do you think we could be, you know, as these power stations close, as coal mines sort of go towards the end of their life, we might see nuclear perhaps?
Well, you're right. I've never been opposed to nuclear, but I've never seen it as realistic in Australia because we've had this abundance of relatively cheap coal generation.
Yeah.
And they were very, very expensive and remain expensive, but the cost is coming down. But these SMRs, if they come online, are a game changer because, as I said, they're smaller, cheaper, safer, quicker to build, don't need water. So suddenly nuclear is looking a little bit viable for us. But, you know, if you got serious about it today, it'll be 20 years before you had the generator on the ground or indeed under the ground. So what I'm saying is the first step is to remove the prohibition and get this thing started. So it's an option, a potential option for us well into the future.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Joel, thank you so much for catching up with us this morning. We look forward to keeping in touch with you throughout the year.
A great pleasure, Jess.